The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to see you. I hardly recognize you. It's been so long. You know, you've been on the road.
Yeah, out on the road and took a little trip and had fun going through New Orleans and Arkansas and so on.
Well, welcome back, and it's good to have you here again.
Thanks. It's good to be back, and we've got a great show for our audience this morning. Our guest is Kurt Haling. Kurt is a partner and with a firm called Albertson Haling CPAs here in the Appleton area. They also have an office in Green Bay. And we just want to tell you that this program is brought to you each weekend by the SCORE chapter, Fox City SCORE. Services an 8-county area from here to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we offer free and confidential mentoring to business owners and those who are looking to start businesses. So if you're going to hear more about that. And right now we're going to introduce Kurt, and stay tuned to the program because we're going to be talking about budgeting, and we'll probably be spending a few minutes at least on that proposed income tax proposal that's out there in Washington. So, Kurt, welcome to the program this morning. Glad to have you here.
Good to be here.
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kurt, and tell us about Albertson Haling so folks have an idea of who you are.
Well, we're actually going on our 20th year this year with Albertson Haling. We started in 1997, formalized it November of 1997, and we've got offices in Green Bay and the Valley. I'd say Appleton. It's actually Fox Crossing now. It's an ENA address. And we're working with a lot of small business owners, everything from the one-man person, maybe he's doing it part-time, maybe you just quit your day job, to businesses that have been around for a while that are maybe on the back end, the owners are looking to transition out. Biggest companies that we're dealing with are maybe doing 10 million in sales, maybe as many as 40 to 50 employees on the high side. But the real sweet spot in there is the person who's just getting through the startups, but maybe it's just starting hiring their first employees. Maybe they're getting to the point where they need to go buy a building or something like that, and they're going through some real growth mode. So fun stuff to work with, and this is a real interesting time to be a business owner as well.
Yep. Kurt, we'd also like to say thank you because you're a sponsor of BizTalk. Albertson Haling has been a sponsor for several years, and you work real closely with the SCORE chapter and helping us with seminars and doing some educational things. I want to thank you for all of that. That's giving back to the community.
Oh, no problem, and we enjoy doing that. We enjoy talking with a lot of these business owners. You hear a lot of neat ideas out there of people that are getting these businesses off the ground, and that's a lot of the fun part for it for us is just hearing some of these ideas and as many ideas as you can think of, you watch Shark Tank or something like that, you see some of these ideas come across. I've seen some neat ideas coming across here, too, on a local level as well.
If you're listening to us this morning and you'd like to give a call to ask Kurt a question about budgeting or maybe something about tax structure, you can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And on a TDOS Metricom toll-free line, you can call us at 866-887-1150.
Okay, well, Kurt, why don't we get into some of the questions a little bit. 2016 is done. Hopefully most of your taxes are either taken care of or put away.
Or at least extended.
Extended. So what do we do now? What's the best thing for somebody to start looking at doing right now?
Well, there's a few things to take a look at. Number one, last time I was on the show was right around the first part of the year where we were talking about budgeting and planning for the upcoming year. And as typically happens with things like New Year's resolutions, budgets kind of fall in the same category. They're great for about the first few weeks, and then they end up on the shelf. Take that budget off the shelf, dust it off, take a look at it, see where you're at. Compare to where you're at so far in the year. We're basically 4 months into the year. Compare where you're at now compared to where you projected to be at the beginning of the year. What's working? What's not working? If it's not working, why? If it is working, why? And what can you do to capitalize it on it even even more? And are you going through some changes that maybe are going to require some new employees that you hadn't planned on, or a new piece of equipment you hadn't planned on, something to that effect? And then, you know, the question, how are you going to pay for it? And from our perspective, what's the tax effect of it going to be as well?
So, but it's a good thing to look at and then make changes in your budget at this point in time.
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing I can tell you about every budget ever made is it will not come true 100% as the way you laid it out.
Right.
It's just the nature of business. Things change over the course of the year, so you need to be constantly adapting and updating it.
You know, that budgeting is a really good topic to talk about, because I don't know many successful companies that don't budget. And then they don't review their budget every month to see how they're doing based on what they projected. And if they see some differences, they make some tweaks. They make the changes.
And the other thing I can tell you, too, is, okay, are things not coming out the way that we thought? And if so, maybe we need to scale back some employees. You know, maybe we need to cut some hours someplace, as opposed to keeping, you know, the old definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Mm-hmm. And budgeting is so important, too, because if there's something going on that shouldn't be going on and you're not paying attention every month, you get to the end of the year and you go, whoops, now I have a big tax obligation, or I missed an opportunity. By doing that month to month and talking to your CPA once in a while to see what's going on, you can head that stuff off and take advantage of opportunities.
Or from a pure financial standpoint, you can be bleeding money and not even realize
exactly.
it until you need to go to the bank and say, hey, I need to increase my line of credit. I need a loan. And the banker says, well, didn't you see this coming?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What if I was going to look at, you know, points on that budget, what are the primary topics that I should really pay attention to on that budget?
The most obvious one that comes to mind is obviously sales, which drives a lot of things, but not just the sales, but the profitability of the sales. Is your gross profit margin what you thought it was going to be? The gross profit margin is what are you making on each sale?
Mm-hmm.
After
the cost of the sale, because right. you don't want to just be turning dollars, but if your costs are increasing for some reason,
right.
then you've got to adjust for that, and maybe you've got to do a price markup to adjust for that. So if you're not getting the markup you thought you were going to, maybe that's something you need to take into consideration. And then going through and comparing the expenses. A lot of the expenses may be fixed, so you can pretty much see are they on track or not, but something may jump out that may be unforeseen that you weren't aware of. And making sure that the payroll and payroll taxes and everything like that are in line as well to what you had projected.
And sales is a really key number to look at, because you may have 50 customers who are providing the sales revenues. If some of those customers start to drift away, or you're seeing a concentration of customers generating those sales, you need to pay attention to that, because that could be 6 months down the road. That could be a real big headache for you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a trend analysis type thing, mm-hmm. and it's the old 80-20 rule. 80% of your revenue comes from 20% of
your customers.
And so monitoring those customers can really dictate where the trend is going.
Mm-hmm.
Are they increasing their orders, decreasing their orders, smaller order size but more frequent? Because that can adjust what you need to do from your buying perspective.
And another response to Randy's question would be, watch your receivables and your inventory, because those could really bleed your company dry.
Those can bleed your company dry. If your receivables, your accounts receivable, the amounts that customers owe you starts getting up there, maybe customers aren't paying in 30 days like they used to, maybe they're stringing out to 45 and 60 days, you still got to make payroll every 2 weeks. You still got to pay your vendors. So you got to make sure that those customers are paying as they should be, and if not, find out why and what's going on. And the other thing, like you mentioned with the inventory starts building up. That can collect a lot of dust on your shelves, and it's eating your cash flow as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kurt, one of the things your firm specializes in, and I know this from personal experience and my clients that I work with you, is your firm offers expertise on QuickBooks. And accountants, your accounting staff, can go into a company and educate that business owner on how to use all those wonderful reports and templates in QuickBooks, and getting the aging of receivables. Look at those every day, every week. Check your inventory, and you can train these business owners how to get the best out of QuickBooks.
Yeah, and that's we've got certified QuickBooks advisors on staff. One in particular I'm thinking of, it's a really nice, a unique personality because she's not only a CPA, so she understands the tax end, she's a certified QuickBooks advisor, so she can advise on the QuickBooks side of it. And then in addition to that, her family owns their own business, so they know how the real world works.
That's Sue. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
and so that's a real advantage, too. So we've got that perspective that we can give that maybe you don't get from other CPA firms.
You know, one of the things that I realize with your firm is that it's a relationship-focused firm. It's not just a transaction firm. And when you call me up in the fall and say, Tony, we've got to get together, we've got to plan for the end of the year. You do that every year. That's so important to a business owner, and they need that little nudge. They need that push. But that comes from your firm.
We do that, and the interesting thing about that is very rarely do we get somebody to say, well, how much is that going to cost me? Because they understand that it's part of doing business. They understand that
there's value,
you know, if it costs a few hundred bucks to do that, the idea is making that phone call and doing that year-end planning is designed to save thousands. It might cost a few hundred bucks to do it, but if it saves you thousands,
it's not
why
a cost.
Not? Right. It's not
really
a true cost.
It's really just an investment at that
right.
point.
Yeah, and again, Kurt, when we were talking about that, after reviewing your budget and taking a look at it, it's a good time at this point then to get a hold of your accountant because taking a look at this and trying to figure it all out on your own may not be the best answer. Another set of eyes could probably help a lot.
Yeah, and I had a really interesting conversation last week with somebody. It was somebody who, for whatever reason, we hadn't talked to, and we'd sent an email out, we didn't hear back, and we got to the end of the year, we did their return, and lo and behold, they ended up owing about between $4,000 and $5,000 that they weren't expecting to owe. And so I kind of looked at it and said, okay, what happened? Well, number one, sales were up. That's good. Costs weren't up as much. Okay, that's good. And they paid off a bunch of debt, their line of credit and some other debt. And so the checkbook wasn't looking super healthy. They weren't necessarily thinking that they were making all that much money. So, you know, I sat down with them this last week after tax season was done. We had a really good in-depth conversation, and it was good that we had it after tax season because we could really invest the time to go over these things. Mm-hmm. During the tax season, it's hard to, you know, we're going from one to another to another. So we wouldn't be able to invest this kind of time. But I sat down with the fellow, and we kind of compared each, you know, the last couple of years, 15, 16, and then talked about what 17 was going to hold. Mm-hmm. And we went through why 16 ended up, as you know, showing the profit it did and where the money went. And he says, yeah, but you know what? Paying off that debt really set me up. It's a pretty seasonal type business. It's a landscaping type business. So they're just gearing up now. Mm-hmm. He says, paying off that debt really set me up now for this mm-hmm. for this year, because now I can hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not working the first month or two of the year just to pay off my line of credit I built up over the year.
So now, that conversation took an hour?
It took about an hour, and we actually...
valuable time is that?
Valuable time, and we got into some other things, too, because what came out of that hour as well is... we started looking down the road, and what is, you know, he's 58 now. Because we had talked about, you know, instead of maybe paying down the long term debt, take that money and stick it into your simple plan and sock it away for retirement.
Bingo.
And so he says, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And then we got in the conversation, okay, you're 58 now, how long are you going to keep doing this? And he says, well, I got a guy in the company, he's my nephew, he's about 28 years old. And so we kind of got on that tangent as well and talked about that a little bit as well. So we touched on a lot of different things in an hour's time that, you know, to try and do it in February or March, we wouldn't have been able to invest that much time.
Exactly. We're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back after the break, continue our conversation with Kurt Haling of Albertson Haling CPAs. You're listening to 1150 WHBY and also 103.5 FM.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Haling CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Haling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions.
I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions. And that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank, we make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're speaking with Kurt Haling, principal and an owner in Albertson Haling CPAs, located in the Appleton, Fox Crossings, Green Bay areas. And you're listening to Biz Talk. We're a Fox Cities Score chapter. We service the 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we're going to continue our conversation with Kurt in just a minute. We've been talking about budgeting, and we're going to transition into tax planning because we've got some proposals from the federal government on the new tax reform. So we're going to be talking about that. Before we get to that, we want to tell you a little bit about our Score chapter. We have about 55 mentors who are volunteering in SCORE, and they provide their expertise to entrepreneurs who want to start companies or those people who are already in business of any size. And we have disciplines that include marketing, accounting, banking, cash flow, HR, intellectual properties. If you have a need or you have an opportunity to grow your company and you'd like to get some free confidential advice and mentoring on how to pursue that objective that you have in mind, reach out to us at foxcities.score.org, fill out the request for mentoring form, hit the send button, and probably within 24 to 48 hours, the SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up their first meeting with you. And remember, SCORE is for the life of your business, not just for one meeting. So we're talking with Kurt Haling this morning. If you have a question for Kurt, you can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton. Outside Appleton, it's at 866-887-1150. So, Kurt, this week the federal government announced a tax reform proposal. It's all political, and we don't want to get into the politics, but I think it's something that business owners should be paying attention to. And maybe you can help us understand what we've heard so far.
Well, what we've heard so far is a lot of generalities, but what I can tell you just based on the generalities that are out there is this will be, assuming it passes, this will be the most significant tax change in the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. We were just talking earlier, there are so many different things changing on the business side and individual side that people are going to need to be aware of. We're talking about everything from raising the basic standard deduction for people on their 1040. Married couple now, it's typically $12,600. They're talking about raising that up as high as $20,000 to $30,000. So what does that mean? That means your property taxes, your mortgage interest, your state withholding, all your donations need to exceed $30,000 before you get to use any of that. That means that there's going to be a lot of deductions going away. A lot of the miscellaneous type deductions are going to go away as well.
The benefit of those deductions will be replaced with the benefit of the standard deduction.
Correct. So you're getting the benefit of the standard deduction instead of the benefit of those deductions. And so a person who doesn't own a home is going to reap the same benefit as the person who owns a home and has property taxes and mortgage interest up to that level. So there's a lot of differences going on. There's things like the estate tax going away. Which the estate tax really doesn't affect a lot of people because you have to have a $5 million net worth, and typically 90% of the people that have that kind of net worth have a team in place to make sure they're not paying any estate tax anyway.
So basically that means if someone has a $3.5 million net worth, they don't have to worry about estate tax.
Correct.
Okay.
And in addition to that, one of the big things that would go away would be the alternative minimum tax, which I explain to people as the tax you pay if the IRS thinks you're not paying enough tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recomputed tax that adds back certain deductions, And it was originally designed to close up some of the loopholes back in the 80s, and there was less than 1% of the population was affected by it. Now you're talking close to roughly 10% of the taxpaying population is affected by it, and that would go away. And, you know, it's the kind of thing, it starts kicking in at about $150,000 of income, which may sound like a lot until you think about a husband and wife each making $75,000. That's middle America these days.
It is, mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of the, was there another one, the number of brackets?
Yeah, the number of brackets would go, would be shrunk down to three. Well, I guess four you could, if you count a 0%
sure.
bracket, but then you'd have 10%, 25%, 35%. It wouldn't shock me if they stick another one in there, maybe at 15% or somewhere in that range between the 10 and the 25, because that's a pretty significant jump. So that would be your federal rates on your basic W-2 type income, interest, dividend. I don't know what they're doing as far as dividends and capital gains yet, what the plan is with that. There's a lot of specifics not out there. But your basic W-2 type income would get at that rate. Now, as business owners go, right. This is where it's huge, because any business owner, whether you have a sole proprietorship, partnership, S-Corp, C-Corp, and if you're an LLC, you fall into one of those four categories for taxes, the business income is going to get taxed at 15%, and that is huge.
Down from what?
Down from whatever your normal rate was.
It was sometimes 30%.
If you were at 25%, for instance, or 28, yeah. or 35, or 39.6, it's going to come down to 15%.
Okay.
And so what'll happen with that, just to give you an example, is if easy math. If you had $100,000 of income that was taxed at 25%, now it's going to come down to 15%. That's $10,000 right there that just got freed up that you can use to invest back in your business. That can be the down payment on the new truck you need. That can be $10,000 towards the roof that needs repairing. That can be $10,000 towards keeping your employees.
Yep. That's huge. We're going to have to take our next break right now, Kurt. This is a short segment, but we'll come back on the other side for a longer segment. We'll continue the conversation. And, Jerry, you hold on. We're going to get to you right after the break. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, on 1150 WHBY, and also 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And we're talking with Kurt Hailing this morning, a principal and owner of Albertson Hailing CPAs. We've been talking about budgeting. We started to talk about tax reforms that were recently announced. We're going to get back to Kurt in just a minute, but SCORE also brings together a bunch of seminars and a lot of educational things during the year. Randy, what's coming up?
Well, we've had some very good seminars in the last month, and we've had good things going with that. But now coming up, we're starting Small Business Week this week, and we have put together a really, really outstanding program. It's going going to be held on Wednesday, May 3rd, celebrating Small Business Week. We have all four of the main chambers of commerce up here in the area. So we'll have the Appleton, we'll have Fox West, we'll have the Heart of the Valley, and the Oshkosh Chamber as working partners on this particular program. Mm-hmm. It's going to be held at the Bridgewood Convention Center over in Neenah, just off of Highway 41. It'll be at starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. It includes hors d'oeuvres, cash bar, networking time. We'll also have some prizes, drawings, and that type of thing, plus awards recognizing some of the small businesses in the area as far as their successes. It's going to be an excellent program. Number one, it's free. All you need to do is register online. Go out to foxcities.score.org. Get yourself registered on there. And that includes, by the way, if you register early, you get two free drink tickets. So please get on there so we know how many heads are going to be there.
Yeah, we need to know the food.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great celebration. We've got people coming from throughout the state of Wisconsin are going to be there to help us celebrate because of the importance of small business here in the area. The contributing 75% of the new hires are all in small business. So we're really proud of the program, and we ask you, as I said, it is free, so we're looking forward to having people attend.
Yeah, we already have about 150 registered. We're expecting more than that.
Right.
So it'll help if you register for us to prepare the food.
Right. And remember, it starts at 5 o'clock and won't go much beyond 7, and we have the room open then beyond that for networking. So should be a really great event.
It'll be good. And as Randy said, you can check it out at foxcities.score.org, and we'll see you there on Wednesday night. And to all those entrepreneurs out there, happy Small Business Week.
Right. Absolutely. You know? We appreciate you.
Takes a lot of work. So, Kurt, let's get back to the tax reform. Jerry's on the phone. Good morning, good morning, Jerry. Give us. You have a question for Kurt?
Yeah. Speaking of seminars, a friend of mine had went to one of the seminars that SCORE put on, where you had the QuickBooks, and I think Mr. Healing put that on.
Yes.
And he really liked it, and he said he was going to end up taking his business to Mr. Healing once he got established. I want to start doing that. Are you guys planning on having another one of those seminars pretty soon, there, hey?
Yeah, the SCORE chapter is thinking of having one this fall. We're going to try to coordinate that out at the New Horizons facility again. That's where we had it last time.
Yep, and that was a really good seminar, and it was a lot of fun to put on, too. We did it in the fall last year, and I'm thinking we'll probably do it around fall again this year for a couple reasons. Number one, attendance-wise, I think it's going to work out better from the fall, and number two, I think doing that in an October-November time frame where people can get their QuickBooks, get it set up. We can get it lined up so that you can hit the ground running for the upcoming year and get a good starting balance sheet going into the upcoming year and get trained on it and get a good understanding of it.
I think we actually had to turn a few people away last year because we got oversold. There's only like 20 seats in the lab with the computer.
I think it was 16.
Yeah. We had to turn away about 3 or 4
We had some
people.
Husband-wise doubling up on
So it is
one,
very popular.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
And, Jerry, one other thing is be sure you keep watching the BizTalk, both the BizTalk and the SCORE websites to be able to see what all the different programs are. We update those things every time a brand new one comes out. So go out to, again, foxcityscore.org and check the current local seminars and programs. Yep.
Okay, thanks. I'll be doing that for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry. That's a good question.
One of the fun things about doing those seminars, by the way, too, besides just going through the computer program with the QuickBooks, the other thing we try to do with it is give a little bit of an education of why you're doing what you're doing and how it ties into your actual financial statements, you know, and some basic financial statement information on what's a balance sheet, where are these things showing up, why are they showing up on a balance sheet as opposed to a P&L statement. Things like that. So we try and integrate the two so you're not just sitting there saying, okay, if I hit this, it does that.
They understand what's going on.
Right.
That's you, Kurt. You're always trying to educate your clients, and I think that's the value you bring. I'd like to ask you, if folks want to reach you after the show, how would they reach you?
They can give us a call. The Fox Valley office is phone number is 920-886-2241. You can also go to our website, which is Albert's Hailing.com. ALBERTSHELING.com. We've got our email address on there. Our website also has some useful financial tools on loan calculators, amortization schedules, some other useful tools on retirement calculators, things like that that you can use as well that are kind of handy tools that you can use just on your own. And if you get questions on what you're coming up with through there, obviously you can give us a call and say, okay, this is what it came up with. What does this really mean?
Thanks, Kurt.
We're going to be talking a little bit more about some of these proposals as far as the taxes and how that's all going to be. But just a reminder, we are going to be talking about them in an accounting viewpoint. We're not going to be talking about them on a political viewpoint. So
we're going to avoid the politics.
Yeah, avoid the politics. But if you got questions and so on that do relate to the accounting side, please give us a call.
This would be a great time to call in with questions on the proposed tax reform that we heard about in the news this week. Because there's a lot of speculation out there right now, like, oh, I haven't heard the rest of the plan. I don't know the specifics. Well, it has to start somewhere.
Right. And so really what's come out so far is the 50,000-foot view of it. So there aren't a lot of specifics yet. I can't even tell you where the differences are between these 10 and 25% tax brackets that have been
like
proposed.
The dollar differences?
Yeah, where the cutoffs are in the rates go. So, I mean, there's a lot of specifics that aren't out there yet. But at the same time, there's a lot of opportunities that I think that are going to come up, or at least, you know, I'm thinking through some of the creativity that can come through some of this as to some of the tax planning that can come up or some of the potential pitfalls. One thing we were talking about before the show, for instance, if you have an S-corporation, you take wages out of your S-corporation, is that going to be at the 10, 25, 35% rate, or is that going to fall into 15% business flow-through rate, you know, how's that going
to
flow through?
Yeah.
And at least as I read it right now, if it's wages, it's going to be subject to the basic rates, the 25 or 35. But what flows through from the business would be at 15. Well, that's going to create a real wedge for the IRS to say, are you taking enough out in wages?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to give them another opportunity to come in. That's going to be one of those things that we've got to make sure we justify properly when we're doing our tax planning.
So wage versus distribution.
Correct, because they're going to want to make sure, number one, that they're getting the proper amount of Social Security and Medicare, but now are they also getting enough in actual income tax as well?
Withholding tax, yeah.
When we're talking about this, then, Kurt, this would be a good time for a person to take a look again at what type of business structure they are, sole proprietor, partnership, SC, what those all mean.
Right, because what happens is typically, you know, when I talk to somebody about how they're structured, the first thing they'll say is, I'm an LLC. Okay, great, but what are you for taxes? And they give me a blank stare. And what happens is people get caught up in the LLC thinking that that's a tax structure. What that really means is that LLC is really a legal entity, but from a tax perspective, unless you make an election, you're either an S-corporation or a partnership if you're an LLC. You can make an election to be a corporation or an S-corporation, so you want to review your tax structure from that perspective so that you can say, okay, this worked well under the last tax structure that we've had for how many years now, but now under this new proposal, what's really going to make sense? Maybe C corporations come back into vogue. I haven't figured out enough, but maybe there's an opportunity there that makes sense again.
No, and you're saying C, that would be the person who is an INC, an incorporated type
right.
of situation.
And you can have an LLC that's a C corp as well.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
Times are changing. It's going to be time to sit down and review those types
right.
of things again so that you have an understanding, okay, this worked well in the past. This is going to make more sense in the future. What do we do? How do we do it? How do we structure it? And maybe you're a corporation, and it's going to make sense for you to unwind that corporation. What's the process going to be for that?
Right. If you have a question for Kurt, please give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton. The TDS Metricom toll-free line is 866-887-1150. Kurt, with this proposed tax reform change that we've heard about, there's always the question of when's it going to happen, you know, and right now it's very early to predict any implementation time. Based on your experience, what would you, at this time anyway, and this is not a statement of commitment by you, what do you think the timeline might be for implementation of something?
Well, if you think about it, I mean, next week's May 1st already, so we're going to be into May. We're more than 4 months into the year. It's going to take 60 to 90 days to get it through the House, through the Senate. Who knows what form it's going to be in at that point by the time it finally comes through. By that time, you're talking the middle of the end of summer. To me, it's highly unlikely that anything would be retroactive to January 1st, 2017. So for 2017, I think things stay pretty much status quo. I think this new legislation would be effective for 2018, which means we've got a lot of planning time in there, and a lot of time to analyze as the details come out on this, what the true effects of things are going to be. At this point, we don't know if there's going to be any devils in the details that are going to make some of these things less attractive than they look on the surface.
Right. But even with what you just said, that's just a speculation.
Right.
So everybody should be prepared to move quickly should somebody want to implement something in 2017.
Correct. Absolutely. I mean, it could happen. I just don't see it being realistic.
The way the government usually works.
Right.
And unlike a lot of the other proposals that we've had in the past, which were strictly designed towards the large industry, the incorporations and so on, this one does have consequences to the small business, the like you said, the S's and the sole props.
This affects anybody that's in business. This affects your corporations, your S corporations, your partnerships, your sole proprietors. So this affects somebody who's selling Mary Kay, for instance. This affects the real estate agent who gets a 1099. This affects the commission salesperson who gets a 1099. Anybody that's considered to be in business. And the other thing that's potentially going to do is it's really going to, from the IRS perspective, it's really going to have them focus in on this employee versus independent contractor situation again that they've been hammering on for the last few years. It's going to make that even more important issue to make sure that somebody that you're giving a 1099 to really is a subcontractor and isn't really an employee, because I could see the potential now is a double-edged sword, because not only they come over after the person who's should have had that person as an employee, but now that individual, you don't get the business rate anymore, you're going to have to pay the employee rate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that opens up another door for the IRS as well.
Kurt, if someone out there, like you mentioned, that client who's 58 years old and you talked about some potential retirement and selling the business, what are you going to do with the business? These tax reform proposals, as we understand them now, they're going to have an impact on the value of a business if they go to sell it, depending on the decisions that are made by the business owner in accordance with the new tax laws that are coming out down the pike.
They're going to have some significant potential impacts as well there. Again, we don't know what the impacts of selling the business is going to be. We don't know what the proposals are necessarily going to be as far as capital gains on the sale of a business, or what the most attractive way to sell a business is going to be, if it's going to be an asset sale, a stock sale, especially if it's to a related party.
But as you said, if the income of the company goes up because the taxes went down, that improves cash flow.
Oh, that's going to improve the cash flow. And from that perspective, that's going to build up the value of the company
that
much more and make it that much more
valuable.
That much more valuable. And on the flip side, it's going to make it that much more attractive to a potential buyer as well, because it's going to make it make it where they can make that investment in there and not have to worry about the tax impact as much as they would have before.
So the seller wants to be sure that they're taking advantage of all these changes that are coming to maximize the value of their company so they get more money for it when the guy buys it from them.
Exactly. So
it makes all the sense in the world.
The person who you know, if it's a matter of selling it this year versus next year, you know, you don't want to necessarily look a gift horse in the mouth if you've got the opportunity.
Right.
But maybe you put it off a year yet.
Right.
Or maybe you structure it in installments. There's different ways that can work.
Talk to your CPA.
Yep.
We're going to take our last break right now. You're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and also 103.5 FM.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting. especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen.
Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
We're taking care of business, and we're talking about taxes. Two really good topics with Kurt Hailing this morning, a principal and owner in Alberts & Hailing CPAs. Want to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter, and then we're going to get back to Kurt. We want to thank our sponsors who help bring this program to you each weekend. We couldn't really do this program without their assistance and their support. But we want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs. Thanks, Kurt. We want to thank Sarah DeBruin over at Legal Business Edge. Byline Bank, also Tundra Land. And we want to thank Candeo Creative and Oshkosh. Zach Pawlowski and his team built our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and they help us maintain that. So thanks to Zach and his team. If you'd like to hear previously recorded programs, we've been archiving shows now for about 5 years. You can find them on biztalkwithscore.com. Also want to thank Jerry Mader, Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program in the biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, you really should be. For only $20 a year, you're going to pick up a lot of information that's going to help you grow your company and be more successful and more competitive. So, Kurt, we've been talking about the tax reform. We've been talking about budgeting. And there's just no time to start except right now. You can't put this stuff off.
You can't put this stuff off. And I guess the biggest thing that I would say, especially with respect to tax reform, is number one, keep an open mind with respect to it. And number two, keep yourself informed and educated on it. And not just what you read on the internet or get from the news, but also talk to your tax advisor to find out what impacts it's going to have on you as a business owner as well. And on you personally. Because in a lot of these situations, the business and the personal are pretty much tied together at the hip. So,
well, Kurt, you're my tax advisor, and doggone it, I can't find that phone number you gave me earlier. What was that number again? Where can I reach you to call you and ask you questions about that?
920-886-2241 in the Valley, or you can go to the website albertshaling.com, albertshaling.com, and hit the website. We've also got a Facebook page. We keep that updated regularly. I would think we're going to keep it updated with some of these new tax things that are coming through, as well as some occasional fun stuff as well.
Oh, yeah. It's a good place to go. It's a resource for information to keep current on things.
Yep.
So, yeah, you do a good job at your firm. Your whole team is really value-oriented. You're relationship-focused. And I know I've sent some clients over your way, and they've been very happy with the services. I'm just giving you a plug here.
We appreciate that, too.
But you really do a good job, Kurt. So thanks for all you do for SCORE Chapter as
well. All right,
well.
Thanks, Don.
Fun to do it.
Okay, well, Kurt, it always gets to this point at the end of the show here where we try to ask you for what your biz tip is for people who are in business, something that they should really be aware of.
Well, I'll go back to with respect to the tax reform that's coming up. Keep an open mind, keep informed, and get yourself educated, not just in general, but also with your own specific business, with your tax advisor. And if you need help with that, feel free to call us.
Okay, so pay attention to what's going on and keep an open mind.
Exactly.
Yep, there's going to be a lot happening in the next 6 months on this tax reform business. We don't want to get political. We want to try to stick with the facts. And as soon as those facts are delivered to us, to the community, folks like Kurt will be able to help their clients understand the tax impact on their clients better.
Absolutely.
So we want to thank you for listening today. We're ending a little bit early. Joey's probably got some sound music for you. Randy, you got something?
I got one thing I just want to remind everybody, and that is, again, Wednesday the 3rd, Small Business Week. We appreciate all of the small businesses out there. That means anybody from, you know, just the one-person shop up to the governmental view, which is, 500 employees and all of that kind of
good stuff. That's a technical
thing. Yeah. But we know that it's the small businesses here that really make things grow in the valley.
There's 27 million small businesses in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they create more jobs than all the big companies combined.
Right.
They create more innovation than all the big companies combined. And there's been more small businesses closing in the last 8 years than starting up for the first time in history.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that all that changes now with the new tax reform and the new atmosphere out there. And banks are starting to lend money again.
Right.
So don't worry about getting a loan as long as you have a good business plan. And who can help you with the business plan?
Oh, it's got to be somebody from SCORE. We've got the people here. So
what's that website?
foxcities.score.org, and register for the big celebration on May 3rd.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap the show up. We want to thank you for tuning in this morning. Kurt, thanks again for being with us this morning and sponsoring.
I was good to be here.
All right. Great. And Randy, good to be back. Good to see you again. And we'll talk to you next week. You're listening to 1150 WHBY and also 103.5 FM.